I'm excited because I have the opportunity to spend a few minutes together with you and dream a little bit and talk about an idea that is difficult, by the way, even for adults. And certainly it's difficult for guys your age, but you know what? Today is Yom Yerushalayim. And so it's an opportunity for us to dream a little bit, to think a little bit deeper about an idea that I don't know if you guys have ever thought about, but I suspect, by the way, that most adults that you know haven't thought about it. But you guys can handle this. Are you ready? This idea, it's very, very deep, but maybe it can be explained with a simple story. Most of you guys are, let's say, 11, 12 years old, maybe a little bit younger. Imagine there are a group of guys who are, you know, friends in school a long time ago. Let's say 100 years ago. In New York City, there used to be, in the Lower East Side, and there still are, very big apartment buildings. So imagine for a second, guys, that you have two boys. They're 11 years old, and they're best friends. They're best friends in school, and they live, actually, in two buildings, two apartments that are right next to each other. So imagine right here, I don't know if anybody here has ever been to Lower Manhattan, they have huge, huge apartment buildings. So imagine you have an apartment building, enormous apartment building, it's like 35 stories high. And then you go across the street, and the next apartment building is also huge, huge, 35 stories high. And these two boys, they're best friends, and they live in the apartment buildings, one across from each other, right opposite. So this boy, I'll say his name is Yaakov. Yaakov lives in this building. He lives in apartment 24D. That means he's on the 24th floor. That's how high he is off the ground. Apartment D. And his friend, Yosef, lives in the building right across in 24F. It means he's on the same floor. And actually, the way that the buildings are situated, that the F apartment is exactly opposite the apartment on the other side, the D apartment. And Yaakov and Yosef, these boys, their apartments, their windows of their bedrooms are right opposite each other. So at night, all they want to do is hang out. So at night, Yaakov, he opens up the shades, and he sees it's dark outside, but he sees that across on the other apartment, Yosef's shades are up. So you know what he does? He takes out a flashlight, and he starts blinking the flashlight in the window, on, off, on, off. And then a few minutes later, on the other side, Yosef picks up the flashlight, starts going on, off, on, off. And they start connecting, communicating with a flashlight. Because they just want to hang out. But remember, do you know how far down it's between them? It's like 275 feet. One day they had another idea, cool idea. In those days, this was a thing. They would take two cans, two metal cans. And you know what I'm talking about? Right, they would tie a string. So one of them opens up the window. It's blowing wind, everything. He takes the can. The other one opens the window. And he chucks it. And it actually goes right through the opposite window. So now they have the can. And they start, you know, talking with the can and the string. Amazing. And then if you fast forward a few years, these boys, they actually got something like this. Do you ever see this? You know what this is? Yeah. It's a cell phone.
Yeah.
At some point in your life, you may get a cell phone. If you get one, I highly recommend this kind. the best kind of cell phone. Nope. Oh, it is the best kind of cell phone. Because you could text on it with a keyboard. So these two boys, as they're growing older, they could text each other. And then they even had another idea. You know what? We could just call each other. So one calls the other one, and they talk on the phone. But you know what, guys? There's something missing. What are they missing? Yeah, they're not really seeing each other. And even though maybe they could see each other through the window, but what are they missing? They're missing just being together, hanging out. Okay, here's the very deep idea, guys. You ready? Inside of each one of us is a little spark. It's a neshama. And our neshama says to Hashem, "Ah, Hashem Yisbarach, I want to hang out." And you know that Hashem says to each one of us, He says, "Yeah." He says, "I want to hang out with you." So Hashem says, "Here's what we're going to do. I have a great idea. I'm going to create little ways that we can connect to each other. Because there's a big gap between these buildings. It's very deep. It's like 30 floors deep." So Hashem says, "Here's what we're going to do. I have a great idea. I'm going to give you a mitzvah. The mitzvah is called tzitzis. You know the little string. That string, that's like the little string that connects us to the can. We connect to Hashem and with a string. Or in Mirtz Hashem, when you guys get older, the straps on the tefillin." Hashem says, "You know what? We can text each other in davening. We send a message to Hashem, He sends a message back. We can call Him on the phone." All these things are great, and they're really, really important to stay connected. But you know what the Ramban says in Parshas Achrimos? He says, even though that's all important, but it's not like, is it the same as, is it hanging out together? Not exactly. Hashem says, "I want to hang out with you. Come to my house for a sleepover. Let's have a tent. It would be so much fun." But there's only one place to do that. And that is the place that we share. You know, Hashem used to have an actual kivyachol house. What was that house called? You guys know? Yeah? Bitzal? It was called the Beis HaMikdash. But He has not just a house. He has a whole property. He has a whole land. He has a backyard. Wouldn't it be fun to hang out in the backyard, right? We could just chill, schmooze. That backyard is called Yerushalayim. It's called Eretz Yisrael. Once upon a time, we could just go there and hang out. And you know what? We would want to hang out. And it doesn't mean that all of the other things that we do to connect aren't important. But it means this is different. This is hanging out together, right? It's like having a sleepover. Having a sleepover is so much more fun, right? Isn't it? I mean, you tell me. You know? There was a special din of sleepovers. Did you know this? Let's say sometimes I have to go to New York for a meeting. So usually, I like to be home with our family. So I'll go in an early flight in the morning from O'Hare. I'll land in LaGuardia, whatever, 10 o'clock. I'll spend my whole day in New York. Then I'll get a 7 o'clock flight. I come home to Chicago, and I go to sleep in my own bed with our family. Do you know that you can't do that when you go hang out with Hashem in Yerushalayim? Do you know there's a special din? It's called Lina. You have a sleepover. When you go to bring a carbon, when you go to visit HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to sleep over in Yerushalayim. You can't just run home. Because it's all about hanging out together. That's what we want to do. So now, guys, why is Yom Yerushalayim so special? Can you believe that in Yirtzeh Hashem one day, each one of you will have the opportunity to go hang out, just be there with Hashem in His place? How amazing is that? Right now, in Chutz Laaretz, in Golus, there's this big gap, so to speak. And we bridge that gap with mitzvos. The word mitzvah, savsa, is from the word connect, team up. We team up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with our gemilas chasadim, with our davening, with our benching. But there's something altogether different. That's just hanging out together. Then you don't even have to say anything. You just go to the Kotel. You ever see someone? You ever see a picture of this? They come to Yerushalayim, they stand at a wall, just looks like this. They just do this. They don't even say anything. And then people start crying. I remember this happened to me. I came to a wall. I wasn't talking to anyone. I just started to cry. Because you feel that you're in that presence. You have that connection. Yom Yerushalayim is the day that we say, Ribono Shel Olam, you gave us an amazing gift. Not only did you give us the land of Israel, the backyard of your house, now you gave us not quite the house, but you gave us maybe the front porch. We could get just close to the house. We can hang out on the front porch. How fun is that? How awesome is that? We could do that today in our day. We say Hallel, we give HaKadosh Baruch Hu thanks every day for all the opportunities that we have to connect to Him. But especially today, when we commemorate Chav Ches Iyar, the time that we have to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this unique way. Even though it's not something you could do today, but guys, let's make it a goal to realize and to wish, to want, to connect to Hashem, just to be with Him together. Halavai, we should be Zocha to see that in person, to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in person in that way. I'm super excited to invite you all